It is so, what a blessing. I can't tell you what a blessing it is for Jennifer and I to be here with you all today. And Al, thank you. I needed to hear that. I think you that was the sermon this morning. It's amazing how, I mean, his word is the one thing that I found in my life, and I'm still a young 53, but it's just the one thing in my life that I found that I keep digging and I can't find the bottom of it. I mean, God's word is powerful. I mean, just like the scripture, living and active. And yeah, I've got that picture of you in my head with the hat and that's, what a blessing. It is great. Okay. If you can't see, it does say ministry update above that, but that's not coming in. But yeah. It is an amazing blessing to be here, and I am a missionary with Athletes in Action, which is a ministry of CRU, Campus Crusade for Christ. And Jennifer and I are just, like I said, so blessed to be here with you, to spend some time with you this week. And as I look at your bulletin and read, you know, your mission to be a flourishing, Christ-centered church who joyfully worships God, makes disciples, serves others and welcomes all. That just brings a smile to my face. That's what I'm doing too as a missionary, right? And we go back to, you know, Jesus' words from the end of Matthew chapter 28. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I mean, that's our mission as his followers, as the church. And I think about, you know, your context of ministry, right, is this community. It is being salt and light to, you know, Lynn Canal, to the Haynes community. And you've been doing it since 1881. That is remarkable. I mean, every time that bell sounds, it makes me think of, you know, that mission bell through this valley through, you know, since 1881. My and our ministry context is athletes, and especially young athletes. And Jennifer and I wanted to give you a snapshot of what we've been doing since we left. Last year we were here, through the fall. And we left in October, to go back and begin this ministry. We were in our initial support raising process, and praise be to God. Every bit of our ministry budget is funded by, the people of God who give to God's work. And so God did that so that I could report. And I'll show you a little bit about our journey and where we've been and what we've been doing. So next slide, please. Hey, there's the Athletes in Action ministry update. Perfect. Take a look at these guys. You know, for some of us, they look like our brothers. You know, if we're younger, they may look like our brothers. You know, for those of us my age, they look like our sons. You know, and for some of you, they look like your grandchildren. These guys are the next generation. These guys are the church. These guys are our future leaders here in our communities, in our world, in our nation. And as I look at their faces, I see the great hunger they have. What is real? What is genuine? What has eternal weight? And each of these guys is different, right? The guy on the left, Troy Lopez, and these were from our team this year. Troy Lopez, he hadn't been to college yet. He just graduated from high school, but he is such a high-ranked prospect that his college coach said, you need to go play college summer baseball in the Alaska League. You know, so he's just at the beginning of his, like, getting out of high school and going into college. The guy in the middle, Kyle Peets, 26 years old. He was our pitching coach. He's a pitching coach at Grace Christian University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He's also spent some time working with the Detroit Tigers organization in their performance development branch. He is past college. He's working. He's coaching. You know, he is living as a, you know, as an adult man. Like, what does it mean to be a godly man? He's out there. And then the guy on the right, Dustin Eisenagel, he's going into his final year of college. He's a catcher. He plays at Messiah College in Pennsylvania. And he's entering into finishing up college. He wants to do ministry when he graduates, but he wants to keep playing as long as he can. All three of these guys have in common just that hunger. And it's been amazing to watch and interact with them, and to be able to just be their brother, you know, walking with them, pointing them to Jesus every step of the way. And the longer that Jennifer and I work with these guys and hundreds of guys like them, this verse is just like, it's like that 2x4 moment when God slaps you upside the head. This is what we are doing. This is the call on our lives. And again and again and again, this keeps getting confirmed. Psalm 71, verses 17 and 18. Oh God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Now also when I'm old and gray-headed, do not forsake me, O God, until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. You will notice that I did cut the beard off for this, the gray beard for this summer, because it makes me look more younger like these guys and hanging out. And I did in one of our games up in Anchorage. I did hear from the stands, "Hey, young man, what are you doing?" But I think they were talking to somebody else. But these guys are an amazing blessing to work with, and that's where our context of ministry is these guys and pouring into them. Next slide, please. So this is a little bit of what I want to cover, you know, just in Dana said an hour and a half would be great. So I'll try to wrap it up a couple minutes early. A little bit about where we've been, how I onboarded, came on with Athletes in Action and crew, and then really the focus on what we're doing in ministry. So next slide. So here was all of our family together for Christmas, and we're in Ohio, and both of our sons came from Oregon to spend it with us. And Rachel moved. She graduated from high school in Anchorage and last, or 23, so she moved with us. But just, we're so excited about what the Lord is doing in their lives. Jimmy, just turned 25. He's engaged to his girlfriend. They're getting married September 29th in Salem, Oregon. So we are so thankful. Yana, she's a worship leader at her church. And Jimmy and her have really sought the Lord, and we're so excited for them and looking forward to their life together. And Josh lives in Salem, Oregon, also doing music and also working, and we're so excited to be able to see him also when we go out. Rachel, as some of you may know already, she's starting Youth with a Mission, YWAM, and that starts in October. October 2nd in Kona, Hawaii. And the first 3 months of that are an intense discipleship training school. And then the next 3 months are a global ministry mission somewhere in the world. And she doesn't know where that's going to be. But Jen and I are so excited and just praying that the Lord continues to just give her what she needs every step of the journey. So we're excited about that. Next slide. This is our home in Xenia, Ohio. I know that Ohio is not necessarily a destination, but if, especially when you look outside and it's like great to be home, back home in Alaska. But if you get to the Midwest, please, please come and see us. We'd love to host you. We'd love to take you around and show you our community. We would love to show you the Athletes in Action, our sports complex, and where our ministry happens back there. So please come and see us. If you're in the Midwest, please give us a shout. Next slide. We also found just an awesome church there. And I realize So Xenia is a small town outside of Dayton. So Dayton, the Wright brothers, first in flight, those. So it's right there in southwestern Ohio. Well, we found a great church there, Kirkmont Church, and just really have connected. We joined a small group looking to participate in and serve in some ministry capacities, but they are really focused, outwards and engaging with the community and pointing to Jesus in all they do. And so we're excited. We love to be part of there. Next slide. And then here's my first day. When I reported to the Athletes in Action headquarters, it's interesting. Our campus, I mean, you see the brickwork. Our campus was actually built as an orphanage, post-Civil War. And I guess, President Lincoln made before he died, he made a presidential, executive order that all the states should have an orphanage for those who have been orphaned by the war. And I guess Ohio was the only state that did it. But this home, which became the Ohio Soldiers and Sailors home, had orphans until 1988 in America, right? And so I was a senior in high school. And so that really, but the amazing work, and there's a lot of, and we've been there for so short a time, but I would like to, there's so many powerful stories of what God did in the lives of those orphans over the years. When they ceased operating, then it lay dormant for about 20 years, and then a church bought it, and then Athletes in Action bought it from them. Had to do a lot of repairs, but were able to restore the buildings and use this for God's people and to give glory to Him through sport. And so it's pretty cool. And so again, if you do come and visit, I would love to give you a tour of the Athletes in Action campus. Next slide, please. So everybody needs a cubicle, right? So I've got a cubicle in the basement, the top right picture there. Also, there's a lot of new training that I had to go through, and every crew missionary has to go through a lot of different training, and part of that is Bible training and the Institute for Biblical Studies, which they hold down in Florida several times a year. And I went down, and the bottom right is because I have my Master of Divinity degree, I was able to help. And so I was able to be a TA, a teaching assistant for one of our professors and an intro to Christian theology. And that was such an encouraging thing to be able to pour into a lot of our new crew missionaries. Just love on them and all these, full of, want to serve the Lord. And so that was cool. And then also while I was in Florida, you see me by the crew sign, the world headquarters for crew, for Campus Crusade for Christ is there in Orlando. And so I got to go and see the ministries that they're involved in. Next slide, please. All right. Now, specifically, I'm not sure why it did that. It looked better on my screen, but, sometimes they shrink. Yep. So I've been assigned to the baseball office. Now, Athletes in Action, I mean, it has a lot of different sports, football, aquatics, basketball, so many different sports. I'm in the baseball office. Next slide. Our bread and butter, the thing that we... for years, since 1980, that AIA baseball has been doing and doing very well is our college summer teams. Now, every year, and in the landscape of college baseball, and some of you are aware of this maybe, but it's really important for those who are developing and want to go on to play pro ball. They need to go play in a good summer league, in a wood bat summer league, where they can get seen, where they can get the daily grind, games most every day, how to do that. And so we have two teams right now that are in these domestic these domestic summer collegiate leagues. One is down in Ohio, and you see the Xenia Scouts on the right, and the other is in the Great Lakes Collegiate League, and then up here in Alaska, the Alaska Baseball League, up near with the Anchorage, and the other teams are the Anchorage Bucks, the Anchorage Glacier Pilots, the Mat-Su Miners, and the Peninsula Oilers. And hopefully the Alaska Gold Panthers up in Fairbanks will be back in the league soon. But that's the Alaska League, and we are the Chugiak Eagle River Chinooks. So this is our bread and butter. Next slide, please, of AIA baseball. And what it is, it's 60 days of Christian discipleship. If you can imagine a Christian camp, like I know Rainbow Glacier Camp here, right? You usually have a camp for a week or maybe it's a little bit longer. This is like a 60-day camp where we're doing life on life with these guys, one-on-one with 30 of these players. And, we see on the left there, we get really close. And Jennifer and I really, we're coming out of this season. We just finished our 60-day season up in Anchorage. And just pouring into these guys for 60 days. And it's not just me, it's Jennifer too. This year, thinking about the day in the life of these guys, that usually we get a gym membership for them because each of them are on programs from their university. Trying to get bigger, stronger, faster. So they get a gym membership. The Alaska Club donates the gym memberships for the entire team. So we'll get them to the gym in the morning. And then, from 1 to 3 every day, we have discipleship. And so we go dig into the word with these guys every single day. And they have to, each one of them, they're there. This is kind of a mandatory. If you want to be on this team, you don't have to be a Christian, but you have to be open to discipleship. And it is amazing to watch God work. The Holy Spirit just work as they dig into Scripture, dig in with their teammates. So that's 1 to 3 every day. And we got a bunch of great churches in Anchorage who are coming alongside us. The Crossing Church in Chugiak gives us their space in their facility so we can have daily discipleship. So then after discipleship every day, then we go to the field. And then we start, everybody's got a job to get the field ready. And then we got batting practice and getting all tuned up for the game. And then 6 o'clock till about 9 sometimes-ish, maybe longer, then we have the game. Then after the game, then everybody's got a job to clean up and take down the field. And then we eat together. And it sounds like, wow, that's late. But yeah, sometimes we're eating dinner at 10 o'clock at night. And then we get the boys back to their, we have some vans, and then I drive too. We drive the boys back to their host families, where they can, they can get some rest and then do it again the next day. 60 days of that. And there's so many opportunities for us, for me to just pour in. And then Jennifer as well. And this year, Jen was able to, she was in charge of our meals, our post-game meals. So coordinating with volunteers, churches, and local people to come in. And we have these people come and feed our guys. And, 30, 20-year-olds, they can eat a lot. But then also Jen helps with, we have a merchandise tent and, selling Chinooks gear. And then also, this year, one of the parts of our discipleship curriculum is, what is biblical love, sex, and dating? What is that if we're going to look for a spouse? How does God ask us to do that, right? How does He command us to do that? And so one of the things Jen and Casey, who's, she's our head coach's wife, they gave their testimony and talked a little bit from a woman's perspective. What does it mean to be a godly man? What does it mean to put God first in your marriage and your life as a parent? And so that's been really powerful to do this whole ministry, with Jennifer. In the middle picture there, we have lots of opportunities also to share the gospel. And here's a picture of, two of our guys, telling their testimony and sharing the gospel with a group from Kinnick Little League. That's the Eagle River Little League. And the guy on the right, well, he's the middle player. the middle player there is a guy, Ryan Matheson. He got drafted this year by the Houston Astros. So proud of Ryan. Just loves the Lord, and looking forward to what he's going to do, and watching him to play for the Lord, but watching him play in professional baseball. And then every year, we have several. It's like I said, it's amazing to watch God at work and to watch the light bulb go on. Wow, there's more to life than baseball. Wow, there's more. You know, Jesus, you are real. You want me to live for you in everything. We talk a lot about audience of one, right? And there may be a stadium full of people, but we're playing. We're playing for him. And to watch those guys live this out. And every year, you know, we see that light bulb go on. And this year we had four guys who, I mean, total surrender. Lord, I want to live for you. And they wanted to be baptized. So this year we baptized four of our guys there in Mirror Lake and Chugiak. And that was just a powerful, powerful just witness to who Jesus is. And that's, you know, I think about making disciples and walking with these guys for 60 days in the summer and watching and seeing them say, I want to follow Jesus. And then, you know, will you baptize me? Yes. Yes. Yes, I will. And so that's a powerful, I love that picture. Next slide. If you would like to just take a look, our website is new this year and has a lot of good content in there about these guys, about who we are, and then links to our other ministry. You can definitely check that out. So that's our summer. That's the bread and butter of what we do. And it's a year-long process, recruiting, planning, ordering, all that. In fact, yesterday as I was decompressing, I got an email from a player saying, hey, is it too early to start? I want to be on your team for next year. And I confess, you know, part of me was like, all right, okay, maybe we can wait a little bit. But no, it never stops. And so praise God for that. Next slide. So other than the summer, collegiate leagues. We also have, and I referred to this before, we've got the sports complex there, and we have our baseball field. We've got this field, and you know, we've got the covered grandstand, and you guys, you Alaskans, will chuckle at this, but this was February. This was a game in February where Cedarville University was hosting another school, and it snowed a couple inches, and so, so their pregame warm-up, both teams, we found every shovel that we could find in the sports complex, rounded them all up, and they shoveled it off before they played the game. So yeah, so that was fun. And also confession, I only shoveled once this winter, you know, and it lasted about 5 minutes, and Jen said, you don't need to go shovel. It's gonna just melt off. And I was like, no, I have to shovel. I have to shovel at least once. Also, we have a lot of global ministry opportunities. And the picture on the left is a camp that our Guatemala trip in 2018, where they did a kids camp before they played a game that night. That picture in the middle is from a 2017 trip to the Dominican Republic. And then this picture on the right was taken last year. So the guy in the middle is a guy named Caleb Vaughn, outfielder for University of Indianapolis, fluent in Spanish. And here he is. This is Cuba, right? This is a communist country. He is telling his testimony and giving the gospel message to this group of Cuban baseball players. It's like, wow, God can take us in places that we don't think that we could get to on our own, that we definitely can't get to on our own. And so we have done this trip, this Cuba trip, 2 years in a row, and we're going to keep doing it as long as we can, doing humanitarian work, but also hopefully getting some games in. It's during Christmas break, and so our college students, our college players, you know, they're done with their exams, and they can go for a week to Cuba. So that's an amazing blessing, and can't believe that God continues to open up more and more these opportunities. The biggest opportunity that I've had this year internationally has been with Argentina. So there's a number on our prayer board, which is right outside of my cubicle. We've been praying for like Cuba, Dominican Republic, all these, Guatemala, Italy, Egypt, these Pakistan, these other countries where we've heard, hey, would you come and do ministry here? But all of a sudden we got an email when I first reported from Argentina saying, would you come and do a series of clinics with us? And here we've already got it approved by everybody. We want a 5-day clinics and workshops, and we want you to also preach the gospel. Will you come? Well, let me pray about it. Yes. Thank you, Lord. And so next slide, please. Argentina. Here we see probably this is in a town of Salta, which is in the northwest part of Argentina, which is really the baseball hub. Obviously, soccer, football is king in Argentina, right? Diego Maradona, Messi, right? I mean, Argentina, they just won the World Cup a few years ago. Soccer is king, right? But the director of Athletes in Action Argentina, Pablo, he was a professional soccer player, but he said, there's so many soccer ministries here. I mean, every team has one. There's everywhere. I want, you know, God is stirring up my heart to do something in another sport. Let's do baseball. And so, you know, that's when he called us and said, hey, Athletes in Action Baseball in the U.S., will you come and help? I want to do this. I want your expertise. And so looking at Salta, that's probably the best field in Argentina right there. And then on the right, there's a group, Mike, who he opened up, he made his house and garage into a baseball practicing facility where he has players work out, where he does Bible studies, where he feeds, and this is all inner city kids. And he says he sees it all. He sees, you know, kids whose, you know, parents have abandoned them, who are hooked on drugs, you know, who are in violent situations. And he gives them a place to come and play and learn about Jesus. And while we were there, standing there, he presented the gospel and told them that we were here to help. Next slide, please. And some other those two boys there, twins, Toby and Bauti. I'm going to share with you a little bit about this wristband I'm wearing. But they asked me about the wristband, and I said, well, that talks about the gospel. And that was the first time in talking with them, that was the first time I shared the gospel in Spanish to both of them. And both of them just accepted the Lord. I mean, they were Christians beforehand, but that day, you know, they said it was something special as I shared with them the gospel, and they said, boy, I want to follow Jesus. So that was a powerful moment, and the Lord helped me to do it in Spanish, which has been an amazing blessing. I took Spanish in high school. You know, I've used, you know, Spanish, but now God has really put it on my heart to practice more and more. And one of the leaders there, Ricardo, who is he is the director of crew in Salta. He has met ever since we took a trip. Sorry, I'm trying to condense, not an hour and a half, but 30 minutes. We took this trip down there to see them in March to see, you know, what the church is doing there, and it was an amazing time of worship and seeing God is doing amazing things there. In the 1950s, there was a Canadian pastor, an evangelical pastor, who went to Argentina. And since then, evangelical Christianity has doubled. So in the space of, like, what's that, 70 years, evangelical Christianity has doubled in Argentina. God is doing amazing things there. And so we saw that firsthand. My Spanish has, and I think this is God has helped me to learn and grow. Ricardo has met with me every week over Zoom to speak and practice. And so Pablo asked us to send some video and some pictures to advertise. We're going back in December to do the actual clinic. To do the clinics and workshops there in Salta. And so he asked me to do a commercial. So I did a commercial. And so you're going to listen to the commercial. If any Spanish speakers in the crowd? Okay, good. So I'm sorry for the way I butcher Spanish.
Hola, me llamo Teo McGovern. Y yo soy entrenador de béisbol y pastor con Atletas en Acción. Estoy emocionado a trabajar con Atletas en Acción Argentina. Juntos queremos ayudar al partido de béisbol en Argentina y compartir el amor de Jesucristo. El Señor es mi fortaleza y mi escudo. En Él confío mi corazón. Nuestro equipo de entrenadores americanos esperamos verte en el evento de entrenamiento de entrenadores en Salta en diciembre. Tenemos clases en 1. Desarrollar lanzadores, 2. Desarrollo físico y mental de los jugadores, 3. Gestión de juegos y deportes, 4. Bateadores en desarrollo, 5. Entrenamiento de árbitros. Que Dios te bendiga.
Gracias. Probably should have done subtitles. But that, it's been an amazing blessing. And what I said was, my name is Ted McGovern, and I'm a baseball coach and pastor with Athletes in Action. And I'm so excited to be working alongside Athletes in Action Argentina. And I quoted one of my favorite Psalms, Psalm 28, "The Lord is my strength and my shield, and in my heart trusts." Then I told a little bit about what the clinic would look like. We're going to offer five different tracks of classes, development of pitchers, physical and emotional, or physical and mental development of players, development of hitters, game management and sport management for coaches and managers, and then umpire training. And I said, God bless you. But it's been such an amazing, this Argentina mission to that God would, you know, use us. I totally didn't see this coming. Next slide, please. This is a prayer that I pray every day as part of, that's on my prayer card. Lord, send workers into your harvest. Send us, send me. And I think this is all of our call, every single one of us. He calls us to minister in His harvest field, because the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. And so I know that this church, Haynes, I mean, this is planted here, and you all are doing this ministry here. And Jennifer and I are doing this mission, you know, Ohio, up in the Alaska League, Argentina, and it is, we just pray that the Lord would continue to send workers into His harvest field. Next slide, please. I publish a monthly, some of you get it, I publish a monthly newsletter. This is my primary way that I kind of keep everybody updated, because as I keep figuring out, it's harder and harder to stay in touch with people. But I want to let you know what's going on. I want to ask for your prayers. I want also, if you have prayers, I would love to be praying for you. God has put it on my heart to be a prayer warrior, and I am still old school. I still write them down on my 3x5 cards, but I will pray. And so I want to be in partnership with you. If there's something I can be praying with you about, I want to do that from our ministry context. And so if you're interested in getting my newsletter, you can use your phone and take a picture of this. And that'll take you right to a way that you can sign up for my newsletter. The last thing I have is I brought show and tell today, and it's those wristbands I talked about. And I brought some, and if anybody wants some, I will give. I think I have like 35 of them, and I will give if anybody wants them. And there's four. It says Athletes in Action on it, and then there's four symbols. Right, the first symbol is the heart. Right, and this is what our players we use these, and this is what we use to share the gospel. This is what I use to share the gospel with Bauti and Toby, and that heart, the first symbol. You know, this is the gospel message, right? These four symbols. God loves you. God loves you. He created you. And there's nothing that you can do to make him love you any more or any less. God loves you. And the second symbol is a division sign, right? What is it? If God loves us, what is it that separates us from him? That breaks our fellowship, that impedes our relationship with it. What is it? It's our sin. It's our sin, right? All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, right? Every single one of us. I'm a broken sinner saved by grace. But that sin is what divides. It's that division symbol there. And the third one is the cross, right? What is or who is God's antidote for sin, for sin. It's Jesus, right? And trusting in what he has already done on the cross for each one of us. He bled and died so that we could be free. By his wounds we have been healed, Isaiah 53. And so the last symbol is a question mark. And it begs this question, do you want the abundant peace and joy-filled life that starts now and goes on forever and ever? Do you want that? And so I have, this is the heart of the gospel, and this is what I want to share. Like I brought like a bunch of these, and I would love to see you after the service and give each one of you one of these. But it has been just an absolute blessing to share with you. Sorry I didn't go the full hour and a half, but I think you probably thank me for that as you can smell the potluck, the good potluck smells coming up. Well, thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for loving us, for giving your life, Lord Jesus, that we might be free. And calling us into your service, calling us, Lord, to be salt and light, calling us to be your workers in your harvest field, whether that field is right here in Haines or whether that field is on the baseball field or in other countries. Oh, Lord, pour out your spirit upon us, Lord, and that you would lead, guide, direct, and empower us to do your will and follow you every step of the way. Thank you, Jesus. And all God's people said, amen.